Hello, everyone. This is Michelle Birdie, and you're listening to The Wordsworth from the Moscow Times. Last Friday, there was a big event on Red Square in Moscow to celebrate, the new Russian regions, that is, the Ukrainian land annexed, on paper, by Russia. One of the headliners was Ivan Ochlobystyn, an actor cum Orthodox priest, cum political rabble-rouser, who got the crowd worked up shouting what he described as «Staroruskaya mezhdametia», an old Russian exclamation, «Goy da!». Spewing spittle and hoarse with passion, he screamed, «Goy da, bratya i sestry! Goy da! Boysa, stary mir, lishonnoy istinnoy krasoty, istinnoy veroy, istinnoy mudrosti, upravlyaemy bezumtsami, izvrashentsami, satanistami! Boysa, my idyom! Goy da! Goy da!» Ugh. «Goy da, brothers and sisters! Goy da! Be afraid, old world! Devoid of true beauty, true faith, true wisdom, ruled by maniacs, perverts, and Satanists! Be afraid, we are coming! Goy da! Goy da!» In reply, the audience screamed back, «Goy da! Goy da!» Ochlobystyn's speech may not have sent men and women to their local military recruitment center, but it did launch a thousand memes that had everyone from Hitler to Jack Nicholson in The Shining screaming, «Goy da! Goy da!» in Ochlobystyn's voice. But what does «Goy da» mean, and where does it come from? As usual, these are not questions completely easily answered. Most etymological and historical Russian dictionaries don't include «goy da», but they put «ay da» and «gay da» together. «Ay da», they say, is from Siberia and the eastern Russian lands. «Gay da» is from the Ukrainian lands and probably should be pronounced «gay da». Both came from the Tatar languages and were words to urge on or drive animals. The steppe version of «come on, little doggies». It means, they suggest, «иди, идем, пошел, погоняй, ступай, живи, скорее». «Go, let's go, get going, hurry up, shake a leg, get a move on, faster». Ochlobystyn said from the stage that «goy da» was just a variant of «ай да», «призыв к немедленному действию», a call to immediate action. But is that right? I remembered «goy da» vaguely from Vladimir Sorokin's Day of the Opritchnik, which is a novel about Ivan the Terrible's reign of terror in the upcoming year of 2028, giving us something to look forward to. I also remembered that Ochlobystyn played the role of the court jester in Pavel Longin's film about Ivan the Terrible called Tsar. So maybe Ochlobystyn learned the word «goy da» on the set and kept it in his linguistic pocket, waiting for just the right moment to use it. Of course, I have no idea. But the thing is, «goy da» is not a benign little word. I didn't have any medieval Russian texts on hand, and let's be honest, I could not have read them, even if I did, but I did find works by several authors, starting with Nikolai Karamzin, writing in the early 1800s, and ending with Alexei Tolstoy, writing in the 1940s. The action in most of them takes place during the time of Ivan the Terrible, and they all have crowds shouting, «goy da, goy da!» But they are clearly not calling to march onward or forward. They're calling for blood. Karamzin wrote in his History of the Russian State, «Умертвив более ста человек, тиран при обыкновенных восклицаниях дружины, Гойда, Гойда, с торжеством возвратился в свои палаты и снова сел за трапезу. After killing more than 100 men, the tyrant triumphantly returned to his quarters and sat back down at the table to the usual shouts of his retinue. Blood! Blood! In the later 1800s, Алексей Толстой wrote in The Silver Prince, «Опричники начали громогласно взывать, «Гойда! Гойда! Да погибнут враги государевы!» The опричниks began to loudly appeal to the crowd, «Kill! Kill! The sovereign's enemies must die!» Mikhail Bulgakov used the word in his 1935 play that would become the film Ivan Vasilievich Changes Professions. Палату врывается опричник. Где демоны? Гойда! Бей их! And опричник bursts into the room and says, Where are those demons? I want their blood. Strike them down. And the other Alexei Tolstoy wrote in his 1940s trilogy, The Road to Calvary, Колеса загрохотали по булыжнику около станции. Раздавались крики «Гойда! Гойда!» Звон стекол, выстрел, короткий вопль, удары по железу. The wheels rattled along the cobblestones by the station. Shouts could be heard. «Attack! Attack!» The sound of breaking glass, a shot, a short wail, metal against metal. As you can see, in all the texts I found, Гойда was not a quaint ye olde Ruski way of getting the crowd warmed up to go forward to victory. It was a way of getting their blood racing to go maim and kill. Охлобыстин's «Бойся, мы идем, Гойда, Гойда» is more like «Be afraid, we are coming, kill, kill». There are, however, quaint ye olde Ruski expressions that are just a call for action. They are not war cries. Айда means let's go, get going, come along. It's used for all kinds of non-bloodthirsty activities. Ну, ребята, айда за грибами. Come on, guys, let's go mushroom hunting. Айда купаться. Let's go swimming. Айда к нам. Чайку попьем. Come to our place and we'll have some tea. Айда по домам. Let's all go home. Я шагаю быстро. Кто хочет, айда со мной. I walk quickly, but anyone who wants can come along with me. Гайда seems to be more old-fashioned and much less used in Russian. In most of the examples I found, it's used to urge along animals, like in a famous song by Mikhail Steinberg with the chorus, Гайда, Тройка, снег пушистый. Onward, Тройка, the snow is like down. And finally, just to complete today's list of Russian words that are easy to confuse, there is a two-word айда. Айда is used with a noun to express admiration of someone, yourself, the person you're speaking to, or a third person. Айда молодец. Well done, you. Айда умница. What a brilliant kid. You probably know this from Alexander Pushkin's oft-quoted letter to a friend after he finished writing his tragedy, Boris Godunov. He wrote that he read it aloud to himself and shouted, Айда, Пушкин, айда, сукин сын. Brilliant, Pushkin. What a brilliant son of a bitch you are. The takeaways from this column are twofold. One, in Russian, every letter and every space counts. Two, never scream Гойда unless you want to start a war. On that not very happy note, that's it for this week. Stick around and read some of our news, and then maybe even make a contribution to our support fund. И до встречи на следующей неделе. Пока!